Well, good morning. 8:14. Yeah, 8. Oh my God. 8:14 a.m. on Wednesday. Yeah, Wednesday. June the 10th, 2026, here on a mostly blue sky morning on the high plains east of the Rocky Mountains of Greeley, Colorado. It is gonna be, as we used to say, down east, a scorcher. It's gonna be a scorcher. It's, I'm out late because I slept late. I got almost 9 hours sleep last night. And that's only because I went to bed at like 9 o'clock. Slept till 6. Almost 7. With a minimum number of wake-ups, which is welcome, unusual. But the upshot is that I've got way too much temperature out here this morning for me to actually be doing this. I left my hoodie home. I got just polo shirt and jeans. Trying to get back before it gets too beastly hot. There's not a breath of wind. Flat calm. If I weren't out trying to have a 2 mile hike, I would call this a lovely morning. It would be a great morning to sit on the back deck, sip coffee, read a book. A lovely summer day. A lovely, lovely summer day. It is going to be, as I said, a scorcher. It's going to be a beastly. It's supposed to get 100 here today, I think. And we're all. We're almost there. It's only 6 o'clock. I mean, it's only 8 o'clock. It was 65 when I got up. I knew I needed to move faster, but I did not move faster. At some point, I'm going to have to do something like wait breakfast till after, or scarf down a quick bowl of yogurt or something. So that I'm not sitting there for 20 minutes while the sun gets hot. But it's the 10th, so it's a one day. I need to try. I'm not going to succeed, maybe, but it's not going to stop me from working at it. I need to try to get the walking back to two on, one off, and one day, 2 day, 3 day. 3 day yesterday was quite lovely. I baked bread. I was running out really fast because the AP flour sandwich loaves go really quickly. They taste really good. A couple of sandwiches will do them in because it's really hard to slice soft bread thinly. No. Would be slice it thin. The slice being the noun, a thin slice of bread. Because the loaf wiggles, too much while you're trying to hack through it. I used the regular yeast. I should have used the gold, but I used Saff Red, and coupled with a hot afternoon on Monday, the yeast just took off. I was like, I couldn't turn my back on it, really. It was like, give it a few minutes and it was pushed. And I thought, well, I'll stuff it in the fridge overnight. So I got it all worked up and rolled into loaves and put into pans and put on the tray and slid the tray into the fridge. And as is his wont, Cat got me up at 3 o'clock to feed him breakfast, which I did quite gladly, because then I go and sleep in the spare room for a few hours. But when I fed him, I thought, well, maybe I better just chuck the bread. And it's a good thing I did, because it was just a tad overproofed already. And I was beginning to threaten a little muffin top action on the top of a pan. So, 3 o'clock in the morning, fired up the stove, got the oven up to temperature, baked bread, and then I lay down and had another little nap. So it worked out pretty well. It was good. I got the heat of the day. I got the heat in the kitchen before the day got hot. I got fresh bread out of the deal. I got 2 loaves. I could throw one in the freezer in case I run short again. And it came out good. It was a standard 50-50 whole wheat King Arthur bread flour, KBF. And I liked the 50-50 loaf. I was doing 20%, but it pumped it up to 30, to 50. And it creates a nice, almost, I'm not going to say, well, yeah, okay, I'm going to say rustic. It creates a nice rustic bread, a nice chewy, wheaty flavored, well, little I can taste of it, bread. A nice closed crumb. A little chewy tooth, and the shattering crust. Oh my God. Put it in the toaster. You take a bite and it goes crunch. It's delicious. What it doesn't do is brown. If you're thinking of toast as browned, yeah, there's not enough sugar in it to brown. That's it. I thought for a long time it was my toaster that was at fault. I thought that was the toaster that was failing to burn the bread enough to make it toast rather than just crunchy bread. And the longer I looked into it, the more I realized, no, it's not the toaster. It's the bread. It has so little sugar that it doesn't turn brown on toast. It just gets crispy, crunchy, toasty. Smear that bad boy with a little Adams peanut butter, and I gotta... That's what I should do. Let's just have the peanut butter toast and call it a morning and get out here and get the walk out of the way before it gets hot. Because this is only... This is only June. It is going to be a long, hot summer before October, November drop these temperatures down to something reasonable again. So we just have to cope. We can talk about the weather, but there's damn all we can do about it. No Man's Sky has reached a critical stage in my game playing development. It's reached the, do I really want to grind this some more stage? Which is good, because the moment it's no, that's when the word processor comes out. And I'm really kind of excited about that. I'm really, for all of the real writers write every day, whether you want to or not, you just sit down and do it. Weed whacker. Whacking weeds. Yeah, doing it every day. It has its place. The problem is, if I'm going to do it every day, I have to do it all day, so that the book gets done and I can do something else. Little dribs and drabs, little, you know, 2,000 word morning, couple of hours, doesn't quite cut it, because then the whole of the rest of the day happens, and I forget what I write, and I don't know where the story is, and I'm constantly fighting with, what? Did I write this already? And yeah, okay. You go do what you do. Come for it. Get ready. Say it with me. Monk pose. You do what you do. You write every day? Write every day. You want to write every day? Do you. Knock yourself out. Have fun. Make it happen. Do I have to take the time off? No. But I prefer the results for when I do. Because there's nothing quite like binging out a 100,000-word novel in 10 days, 12 days, 14 days. Because I know what I wrote. I can keep it all in mind. And one good night's sleep doesn't erase everything that I've written. And it makes a difference. That's my process. I need to, as my therapist used to say, trust your process. Trust your process. It's worked for you. Stop trying to change it. Stop trying to make it better, because working is better than better. It is a pretty morning. It's nice in the shade. So yeah, No Man's Sky is turning into a bit of a grind, and I'm at the place where I'm thinking, is this what I want to do? Except I'm making slow progress, and I think that's the secret to this game. I think it's slow progress. You do the thing. I haven't made any progress toward going toward the center of the galaxy, which is what I'm supposed to do. I've been doing side quests, side missions, I guess they are. I've got the pirate side quest going on right now. The downside of being a pirate, you sort of have to do that from the beginning. And it creates all kinds of problems from what I see. Because if you take on other ships, then the people those ships belong to, the races that those ships belong to, get peeved at you and you lose standing. And it turns out that standing is worth cash and prizes. I finally got enough of the components that I needed to put the last piece of the freighter together. And now I need some modules to enhance its performance a little bit. And I need some more bulkhead pieces so I can put in more storage in this ship, because my frigates come back with all kinds of crap. And turns out the freighter is a really good distance storage, that as long as I don't get too far away, I can access, which is kind of cool. I have more rye, and a nod to the history of this particular chunk of land, which was Americans off it, became rye and potatoes. What else they were? They did. I haven't seen a lot of wild wheat. I would have expected to see some wheat seeds, but the only wheat I've seen is the intermediate wheat. The rye is prolific. And I think it might do better in questionable soil than wheat might. I don't know for sure. At any rate, look at me. I am at the back gate. Tomorrow? Tomorrow's another day. With any luck at all. I'll talk to you then.